very nice.
The silver beta.
Thank you, Ben.
Pleasure.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we'll be talking about an interesting subject, something which can be negara holiye. For some people it's very negara in holidays. We're going to talk about the kedusha that we say in davening, kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. Can you say it? Yechidus, can you say it in davening by yourself? Or do you need to have it civil? Do you need to have a minyan to say kodesh, kodesh, kodesh? Which kodesh, kodesh, kodesh are we talking about? There's three of them in davening. So we'll go through each one of them. The halachas of each kedusha, if we need civil, or can daven be yechidus? So we're going to start from the beginning, we'll start from the Gemara, we'll work our way through all the different cases, all different shittas, until we'll get Be'ezus Hashem to halacha l'maisa. Let's start off with the Gemara and Bracha. The Gemara and Bracha says, V'nikdashti v'seich b'nei Yisrael, the Pasuk in Atev, V'nikdashti v'seich b'nei Yisrael, every davar shev kedusha needs to have minyan. You can't say a davar shev kedusha, pachas me'asara. How do we know it? How do we see it from the Pasuk? V'nikdashti v'seich b'nei Yisrael, v'seich means it needs to be with a minyan, because we learn how toich toich from the Meraglim, a famous Gemara. But the Meraglim says, Yibodlu me'toicha edo azois, and the Meraglim was 10, because there was 12 Meraglim minus Yeshua and Kalev, who didn't get punished. So the Meraglim got punished. It was 10 Meraglim who got punished. And it says the Bogdlu mitoicha et azoi. So toich means 10. And then it says in the Pasuk, the Nikdashti, the Soich b'nei Yisrael, we need to have a minyan of 10 people to say a Dovah Shem Kedusha. So we see from here, Kaddish, Borhu, Kedusha, Shmon Esra need minyan. We need to have 10 people. That's what we learn out, that we need to have 10 people. So, which Kedusha are we talking about? Are we talking about the Kedusha of Shmoneh Esrei? Are we talking about the Kedusha of Yetzer'er? The Kedusha of Valetzion? Let's go through them. We haven't done any three times Kedusha. We'll go through them one by one. We'll explain each Kedusha, what it means, what we're doing, what we're saying, and then we'll see if we need minyan. The first one is in Yetzer'er of Arech Heshech. The first Birkas Krishma. It has, we say over what the Malachim say in Shemayim. So we say, Yetzer'er Meshalsem, Hashem Meshalsem. Malachim say Shira. So, interesting thing. Yotze Mishalsem, Hashem Mishalsof. Yotze Mishalsem means Yishbohu creates new Malachim every day. Every day is creating new Malachim, and they're saying Shira. And Chadoshim Livkorim, Rabba Munasechat. And Vashem Mishalsof is referring to the old time Malachim. Gavriel, Michal, old timers also say Shira every day. So we have two sets of Malachim. Yotze Mishalsem, the new Malachim, Vashem Mishalsam, and the old Malachim, who say Shir to Ribbon Shalala. And then we have different types of Malachim. We have Srofim, Achayos, Vefanim, Vefanim. So the Srofim say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And the Vefanim, Achayos, Akodesh, they say Baruch, Kodesh, and Kodesh. It's different sets of Malachim. The Baruch says different sets of Malachim. The Malachim who say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh don't say Baruch, Kodesh, and Kodesh. The Malachim who say Baruch, Kodesh, and Kodesh don't say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. If you see the Psukim, the old Psukim and Nach, the Srofim say Kodesh, 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 and the Ifanim, Achai, Zakodesh, say Baruch, Kodesh, Hashem, Kodesh. How do we know it's two different sets of Malachim? Because there's an interesting piece of information here. We know that the Malachim, the Klal Yisrael are more choshev than the Malachim. Malachim only have the right to say Hashem's name after three words. Kodesh, 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 Hashem. Tzvokoy, Tzvonoy, Chalatz, Kodesh. Klal Yisrael, when they say Shvachim to Ribbono Shel Olam, we can say Hashem's name after two words. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. After Shema Yisrael, we straight away say Hashem's name. The Malachim have to wait for three words. Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, what do you mean? Baruch Kvoid, Hashem Mekoyvoid. The Malachim also say Hashem's name after two words. What's the Gemara answer? No, that's Srof. That's Efanim. Efanim Echayis HaKodesh. We were talking about Srofim. Srofim is one type of Malachim. They only say Hashem's name after three words. And the Fanim, Machai Zakodesh, the higher level of Malachim, Rashi explains the power of the Kisei HaKovod. So they can say Shir after two words. So now we know there's two sets that we'll see later. It makes an Afghan La Halacha to know this interesting piece of information that there's two different sets of Malachim who say Shir to Ribbono Shel Olam. Kodesh, 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 and Baruch Kvod Hashem Mekoyvoid. So this is the first time we say Kedusha. The second time we say Kedusha in davening is during Shmoneh Esrei, during Chazaras HaShatz. And Nagdishach, V'naritzach, V'nekadesh Hashem Chobo'olam, Trevor Nusach Yisei. There, this is really different. There we say, Let's say Shira together with the Malachim. Mekadosh Hashem k'shem shemadis b'shem shmei Aharon. So it's not just saying, oh, what the Malachim say in Shemayim. We are saying Shira to the Ribono Shel Olam. And the Gemara says that the Malachim only have right to start saying Shira only after we start. Then they join us. And then we all say it together. Yeah, we all say it together. Shira yachat kulam kudosh l'choy shaleishu. So we say Shira together with the Malachim. So I think it's a high level of Shira. Not only what the Malachim are saying in Shemayim, we're saying it ourselves. Kodesh, 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 we mishabrech the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This is the second time we say Kedusha. The third time we say Kedusha is Mevo Letzion Goel, after Shemoneh Esra. Asher Mevo Letzion. So what is that Kedusha? Why do we need to say a third time Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh? So the Gemara says, Gemara Saita, that the reason why Chazal was masakin Mevo Letzion is because the Gemara says that since the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, every day has tzoras and a new tzoras and more tzoras. So what does the world stand on? Al Ma'amai, what does the world stand on? So you know what the world stands on? The world stands on the Kedusha that we say in Avol Etzion. The Kedusha of Avol Etzion and Oman Yehesh Merabah after Adrasha. Why are these two things so chashuv, so important? Because in Avol Etzion we take Pesukim and Nach and we translate them. We say Kodesh, 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 Em Tzorakas, Mechaz, Kavadoi, and we translate the Targum, Unkelus, of these Pesukim. Bor Kavad Hashem HaMekoyimoy, we translate the Targum. Shem Yimlech Olam Boi, we translate it. So what's happening? The whole besmedish, the whole shul, Talmid Chachamim and Amaratzim, everybody's learning together Pesukim and the Torah and translating them. Inklus Targum was really everyone understood. So the whole Klal Yisrael is learning Torah and they're understanding what they're learning. It's a Gevaldige Sach. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is such a Nachas Ruach, and it's also got Kiddush Hashem. It's talking about the Kedusha of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This is what the world stands on since the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Omani Yesh Merabah after Drosha is the same thing. A Drosha besmedish, the whole shul, Talmid Chachamim and Amaratzim, everybody's listening to a Drosha. Everybody's hearing the drosha, and then you say Yehishmir Rabbi Mavarach Olam Olam El Maya. So it's Torah and Kiddush Hashem. The world stands on this. So tremendous a brocha it brings. So that's why Chazal Masakin of Avol Etzion Goel to say the psukim in Nach, which speaks about the kedusha that the Malachim on Shabbat there. But instead of with the Targum, have the schus of Torah and Kiddush Hashem. The world stands on this schus. Okay, so we have three times kedusha in davening. The first time is we saying over what the Malachim say. The second time, we are saying Kedusha. And the third time, we're learning the Pesukim and translating them in Targum and all the time the Sukkot of Torah with Kiddush Hashem. Now, which one of these needs Sibur and which one can be said by Yechidus? Each one of them is discussed by the Mefarshim, by the Rishonim. We're going to go through them, the different Shittas. There's three Shittas here. We'll go from the most Machmer to the most Kurd, and then we'll see how we're passing Allah for the Maisa. The first shit is Rabbeinu Tzemach. Rabbeinu Tzemach is one of the famous Rishonim. He says all three of them need minyan. The Yetzer v'Rechoshach, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. The Dvar Shabbat, you can't say it be Yechidus. You've got to say it with minyan. Kedusha in Shemoneh Esra, Nagdishach and Aritzach, definitely that. You can't say it yourself. Even the Kedusha of Avol Etzion Goel, V'Korah Zeh El Zeh V'Yom HaKodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, is a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. You need a minion to say Kedusha. You cannot say it b'yechidas. If you davening, if you happen to come late, to go early, or daven by yourself, whatever the case is, says Rabbeinu Tzemach, you should not say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Like you wouldn't say Baruch Hu, if you're davening by yourself, like you wouldn't say Kadesh, you cannot say Kedusha when you're davening b'yechidas. Interesting shit. Not only the Kedusha of Shemoneh Esra.
You miss the middle of the davening? After Baruch Hu, you miss out.
No, so we'll go to the second shitta, and then I'll explain exactly where you miss out. The different shitta is how you miss out. But he says, I want to bring out the extreme side is, the Kedusha of Yitzhar and the Kedusha of Al-Etzion, and obviously the middle Kedusha, you don't say with Navam Yechidus. All three of them are a Dorosh of Kedusha, and the Gemara in Brochos, when the Gemara says that V'nekdashti V'seif B'nei Yitzhar, every Dorosh of Kedusha needs a minyan, the Gemara is referring to all three Kedushas. Rabbeinu Tzemach. We'll go to our next shita, which is the Ram. Yes.
You need to know something in standards because is Pshat saying something with a minion together with a minion, or if you're sitting with a minion, you're dancing slower, like he mentioned. Dancing slower, but you're sitting with a minion.
Right, good question. I'm going to repeat the question. He says, does a minion mean saying it to hold silver together, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh? Or if you say Kodesh, Kodesh, and there's a minion in Shul, it's good, it's fine. I was actually going to be the last thing I was going to say. The Pri Chodesh says, Allah Chodesh, that even if there's a minion in shul, It's also good. It's also considered minyan. And we don't need to say it together, 10 people together. It's a bit of a kula, because Baruch Hu, a Kaddish, you can't say by yourself if there's 10 people in shul. You need to say it together with a minyan.
Then you need an answer.
Then you need to answer, you need to do it. Right. But in Kedusha, there's a, the Prichod HaShlez Mishin Buru brings it, Allah Lamai said, if there's 10 people in shul, it's considered minyan. But we don't pass like Rabbein Tzemach. Obviously, we all know that Rabbein Tzemach is brought down in the Torah. The Torah brings it down. In Siman and Tes, when he talks about Yetzer Eivar HaChashach, and when he talks about Avodah Tzion Goyen and Kuf Lamed Beis, he brings this Shittas HaTorah that you got to say Yetzer Eivar and Avodah Tzion with Minyan, Asorah, because Dovah Shem Kedusha. We're going to go over to the Shittas HaRam. The Shittas HaRam says no. The Kedusha the Sidra, which is what Gemara calls the Avodah Tzion Goyen, can be said by Yechidus, because we're only being Mesadad of Pesukim. We're learning Pesukim in Tanakh, and we're translating them. That's not what Dovah Shem Kedusha means. Dovah Shem Kedusha means part of davening, which Chazal and Mesak needs to be with Minyan. Avodah Tzion Goyel is the schus of Torah, of the whole civil together, especially Pesukim of HaKiddush Hashem. That doesn't need Minyan. I can say Yechidus as well. But the Kedusha of Yoyitza Oyer Avodah Choshech, that is part of davening, and that needs Minyan. And the Ram says, if you haven't got a Minyan, then you shouldn't say it. Now he brings a Raya from a Gemara Megillah. I'll say it b'kitza. It's more like the Lomdusha part of it. Because the Mishnah says, in person al Shema, pochas me'asara. One of the things in it is person al Shema. Rashi, what does person al Shema mean? People come late to shul, so, and they didn't have the whole davening properly. So you can have a Bal Tfilah which does Kaddish Baruch Hu, first Brocha of Krishma, and Shemayin Esra. And it's mostly the tzibur. Kaddish needs minyan, Baruch Hu needs minyan, Shemayin Esra needs minyan. First Brocha of Krishma, why does that need minyan? Says there, you know why it needs minyan? Because God Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. It's God Davashe B'Kedusha. Davashe B'Kedusha needs minyan. And he brings a Raya from the Gemara, from the Rashi, that the first Brocha of Yitzhak can only be said with minyan. You cannot say it without a minyan. What do you do if you don't have minyan? According to the Ram. If you don't have a minyan, he came late, or you don't have any yechidus, what do you do? We find different shittas in the Rishonim. How you skip out, how do you skip the Kodesh Kodesh? The first shitta is, Rabbeinu Yerucham, a sefer called Hamanik, he says, skip it. Skip those words. So if you take a city, he'll say, B'sofa v'ruah v'ne'ima. Now you can't say Kedusha Kulam k'echot, Oynim be'em, because you're not going to say Oynim be'em, you're not going to say what the Malachim say. You just say, L'keil baruch v'nim esiteinu. So I'm going to take a sit up. According to this shitta, you just skip out the words. You say, and the last piece of Eshem, you leave out the last few words. Safar Ruben Ima, Lekeil Baruch Nima. You don't say what the Malachim say in Shemayim because you cannot say it. You haven't got many davening biyichidus. You can't say what the Malachim say. So you skip those words. Another shit is, not to skip the whole words, just mention it. Just say, Oinim Be'ema Ba'aimim Biyira, Kadosh Ubaruch, Lekeil Baruch Nima Seteinu. Just say, the Malachim say Kadosh, the Malachim say Baruch, and you go weiter. So you haven't said Kedusha, you haven't said Kedusha less than a minute, but you said, the Malachim say Kodesh Ubaruch, L'keil Baruch Nehmeh Seder. This is the shitta of the Ogun in the name of Shabbat Leket. This is the Shannon that Rabbi Sassa brings. The third shitta is Rabbeinu Baruch. He says, can't do that, Kodesh Baruch. It's two different sets of Malachim. How can you make one package deal out of it? One is the Srofim, and one is the Ifanim, B'chai Sakodesh. Can't mix them together. Even though we don't exactly know what they mean, we can't make one big mishmash out of them. He says like this, he says, Oinim ba'ayim ba'ayim b'yira kodesh, v'fanim b'chayis ha-kodesh, m'shavchim ba'ayim baruch. And then he continued, l'keil baruch nim esiteinu. But this seems to be the shittas, which we'll see later, if you're passing like this, if you're passing the mechal passing like this, then you just say, Oinim ba'ayim ba'ayim b'yira kodesh, this is the srofim, and then you say, v'fanim b'chayis ha-kodesh, they say Baruch, L'keil Baruch Nehmeh Seteinu. So you've mentioned that Malachim say Shira, but you haven't said what they actually say, because you haven't got Minyan. Shittas HaRam. A fourth option, I have to mention this option, if you don't be Yechidus says, on a Chumash Adesh, you say, say it. You can definitely say it. You can say Kodesh, 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 and Baruch, 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 but you need to say it with a Trotten from the Pesukim and Nach, as if you're reading the Pasuk. So I've written down the Trotten here. You go, you got to do with the Trotten. And then, Baruch Hashem Chayim Vaisoy. Baruch Hashem Chayim Vaisoy. And then you can read it in the Siddur. You can read it because you say your Dovah Shem Kedusha, but you say the Pesukim. So it doesn't count. Yidgin Lizrachim is a good example. Yidgin Lizrachim, we know that you can do the Seva Tzibo, and it often happens in Slichas, coming up soon, that the Valtfila goes quicker, or the person comes a bit late, he wants to catch Hashem Hashem, so he says Hashem Hashem with the trappen of the Pasuk, and then he's saying the Pesukim with a trappen. So this is an eighth of the Jumas Hadesha and Sefer HaPardes. Again, we've got four options according to the Ram. First option is skip out. Don't mention what the Malachim say. Just go straight to the Kehel Baruch Nimes Yateinu. You definitely say the Brocha. Because the Ikar Brocha is not a Brocha on Kodesh Kodesh. The Ikar Brocha is a Brocha on Yetz Eure, Marech Heshech. You mentioned the Moiris. Yeah, we mentioned the Akash Baruch created sunlight, daylight. And also Akash Baruch created darkness. The Torah says, don't just speak about the light by day. Because then you would think that the one who created light didn't create darkness. So you mentioned both. Yetz Eure, Marech Heshech, Marech Hakod. Shmoch created everything. We also mentioned the Shira of the Malachim. So this part you can't say, because you haven't got a minyan. Second option is, mention it. Kodesh Baruch. Third Shita says, can't do that. Kodesh Baruch is separate. Different groups of Malachim. You can't mix them together. So you say Kodesh. If I'm a Machayas HaKodesh, say Baruch. And you go later. And then you got the Jumas HaDeshem, which says, say it all. Say it all with the trop.
Why is it tough with the trop? You can't say Nach without a trop.
If you say Nach without a chop, then you're saying Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. If you're saying with a chop, then it's not Dovah Shabbat Kedusha without a minyan, then it's the Psukim. You're meeting the Psukim. Mm. Yeah, fifth option is the it only helps with Avodat Zion. Some Rishonim say, instead of saying Avodat Zion from a Seder, take out the Gemara and Saita, and Gemara Chuleh, where the Gemara discusses what the Malachim say, and read the Gemara. You want to be Shabbat the Rebbeinu Shem? Read the Gemara. Take out Yeshaya and read Kodesh Kodesh. Take out Yecheskel and read more Kodesh Shem Koyimai. But that doesn't help you. It's over a Cheshach. You're in the middle of Birkas Kishma. You can't take out Gemara and Nachna and start learning the Pesukim to compensate for not saying it. You're in the middle of the Baruch of Yetzar. Okay, so this is the second Shetah. The Ram says, Kedusha the Sindra, Yetzar, Baruch Cheshach. Present it. You can say it without a minion. It's not really Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. Yetzar, Baruch Cheshach is definitely Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. Arrive from a Mishnah Megillah in person al Shema. We see from there the Dovah Shabbat Kedusha, and you've got to say it with minyan. If I haven't got minyan, you should not say it the regular way. Akuponim. You should not say it the regular way. And now we're coming to the third shit in the Rishayim, which is the Rosh and the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, Chacham and Tzarfas. They all say that Kedusha the Sidra you can say without minyan because it's Oyel Pesukim. And Yoitz Oyel Barach Hashach, you can also say Kedusha without minyan because it's not Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. It's the Lashon is a simple Dvarim Ba'alma. It's a story. We're saying over how the Malachim say Shira. And then what do the Malachim do? So these type of Malachim, the Sarafim say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And they find a Machayis HaKodesh, say Baruch Kodesh, and anyway. This is, we speak about this before Kabbalah Zohar Malach HaShemayim. This is not Dvarim Ba'kdusha. And the Gemara says, when Igdashti B'Soyach B'nei Yisrael called the Dovah Shabbat Kedusha needs 10 people, we're not referring to this Kedusha. We're only referring to the Kedusha of Nekadesh Hashem Chavo Olam. We're not referring to Yitzhak Baruch Hashem. It's a simple Dvarim. We're saying over what the Malachim are saying in Shemayim. We're not really saying over what...
You could apply that to Nekdishach as well. Because the
Nekdishach is... Listen to the words. Nekdishach. Let's be Mekadesh. V'na Ritzach. Kshem shemakdish ways b'shmei amorim. Just like the Malachim say Shir Shemayim. Yeah. Yachad kulam kedusha l'chayish aleishu. Together with the Malachim. The Gemara says that. Mamash goes together. Baron yachad kech ve'evoike. Kech ve'evoike is referring to Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael says Shira, the Malachim join us. So we say Shira. That's the Dovah Shemakdusha. Yes, Rav Shleima. Yeah, it's saying there's some kehillot. Yekas, I saw it in Halacha brought down that the Baal Tefillah says the Kaddish Hashem Chavoyim Shem Shem Adishim Rezav Shmei because Elder Yoma and the whole Tzimu says Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh. Even if you this, it's like the Baal Tefillah is sort of how do you say it? He's inviting the Olam to say Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh, and then the Olam answer Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh. But it's a difference in Nusach. But the idea is the same, that we're all saying Shira together with the Malachim. So this is definitely a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha, which needs Minyan. But Yoytzer Baruch Hashach, we're not invited to say Shira together with the Malachim. We're saying over what the Malachim are saying in Shemayim. it's a beautiful thing, beautiful bracha, but it's not an actual Dovah Shabakdusha, it's just a simple form of what the Malachim are saying.
Not in
a
Volatzion.
And a Volatzion is even lighter than that, because it's Psukim. It's Psukim, which from a Sada, we're translating it, so it's also not Dovah Shabakdusha. But even the Ran was Moida, that's not Dovah Shabakdusha. The Ran held that the Yitzhar is Kedusha, so the Rosh knows even that. Now, let's go back to the Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah, which is in person al Shema, which is Mashma, that the first Broch of Yitzhak, Rashi explains, needs minyan. How does the Rosh and Rabbi Yoina give us a chayitza with this Mishnah? So they say that you need to have minyan. The Mishnah is talking about being moitzi, that people are not bocking in the Brocha. People are not bocking in Krishna. So we have about Twiddles being moitzi, the people who are listening to him, Shemea Koina. Shemea Ka'oina for Yitzhak, Shemea Ka'oina for Kirishma. So here, Yitzhak is more chomer than other brachas. You need to have minyan to be able to even moitzi the Einar Baki. Kiddush and Avdallah, you can be moitzi somebody even there's no minyan. Yeah, one person comes in. Can I moitzi you for Kiddush? Yes, sure. One person. Yitzhak needs minyan to be moitzi because it's a Birkus Kirishma, it's more chomer. That's what the mission of Megillah means. Ein person al Shema Pachas Me'asara. And when it comes to a Yochid saying Kedusha, Yochid can say Kedusha, it's not Dovah Shabakdusha, Bechlal, it's a simple Dvar, how the Malachim say Shir, to Rebbe Nishkanem. I'm going to summarize the three Shittas. Rabbi Nitzamach is the most Chama, he says all three, Yoyt Sa'or, Kedusha and Shmon Esra, and Dvar Etzion Goyim, all Dovah Shabakdusha, all need Minyan. If you have no Minyan, do not say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Second Shittah is the Ram. The Ram says, he drops Kedusha of Dvar Etzion, he said it's Seder, of Psukim, it's Kedusha, the Sidra, it's being Masada Psukim, and learning and translating them, that's fine. But the Kedusha of Yitzhak, the Dovah Shabakdusha. And we have the Shita Sorosh, Tamida Rabbeinu Yoina, Rabbeinu Yoina himself, who all say that even Kedusha of Yitzhak is not the Dovah Shabakdusha, you're allowed to say it. You're allowed to say it, it's just Sipat Varim Alma. This is the three Shittas in Halacha, and talking three Shittas. Now, the Sasa brings. But Pesach brings all. Pesach brings an interesting thing which I never knew. The Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh, which we'll see later, we don't have to go to Halacha. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Peter, he says, Al Pi Kabbalah, every time we say Kadosh, 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 and Shmoneh Esr in Lashon HaKodesh, it's got to be the Minyan. Al Pi Kabbalah, it's something which is supposed to be said the Minyan. Kadosh, 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 in Lashon HaKodesh, if you say it in Targum, then say it be Yechidus, Dafke be Yechidus. Say it quietly. That's why some people say the targum quietly of a volatzion, because we dafka don't want to say it with minyan. We want to say it via chidus. So kodesh, 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 and bar kodesh, and is b'kol rom, and the targum is quietly, because every time we say kedusha in lashon hakodesh has to be with minyan. In targum should be via chidus. And it gives an interesting remez to this: shnayim mikra ve'echad targum. Shnayim is plural lashon rabim. When it comes to mikra, Lashon HaKodesh, it should be shnayim, it should be barabim. The echot targum, when you say the targum of a volatzion, then it should be v'yechidas. This is the Zohar HaKodesh. And the Zohar HaKodesh is talking maflik, very maflik in the Kedusha, there should be a minyan.
Yochum Pur can state Yochid Eino Eino, because it's targum.
Yochid Eino Eino, because it's targum, and Yochid doesn't say Tvelas in targum. Okay? I don't know the difference between them. I'm just saying over there, Bezos brings the Zohar HaKodesh, which is very stark mafrik in the Indian of Sibyl in Kodesh, 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 when it's Lashon HaKodesh, but when it's Targum, no. But the reason, it's Al Pisoid, it's Al Pi Kabbalah, which is Zohar HaKodesh, is very mafrik in it. But again, it's not brought down La Halacha, it's not brought down La Halacha. So we have three Shittas, we're going to get to La Halacha, La Maisa. We have three Shittas and a Zohar HaKodesh. The most machmedic Shittah, which says all three need to be with Minyan. We have the Ran, which says only Yitzhak and Shmon Esra, and we have the Rosh, which says only Shmon Esra. We have the Zohar HaKadosh, which says depends if it's Lashon HaKodesh or Targum. The Mechaba, the Beis Yosef, when he brings down Halacha Lamaisa, he brings two Shittas. He says like this: the first Shitta is a Yochid can say Yitzhak. He's talking about Birkas Kishma, Siman and Tess. If you're davening b'yechidus, you can say Yitzhak Baruchesh, Yitzhak Shalom Baruchesaka. You can say Kodesh, Kodesh, Baruch, Kodesh, Shem, Koimai. Because it's all a sip of the Maram Ba'alma. V'yesh Oimrim. V'yesh Oimrim. Now he's going to bring the Ram. V'yesh Oimrim. You shouldn't do that. Just mention it. Just say Kodesh. V'yfana v'chayis ha-Kodesh, Baruch. Okay, Baruch, Baruch. Some say, don't say it. Now, the Mechaber has a problem. The Mechaber is not sure what to do. On the one hand, you have a Shoyim who say you can be Mekel. On the other hand, the Shoyim are Machmer, and the Shoyim say, don't say Kaddish, Kaddish, don't say Baruch Hashem Kaimai. But if you're going with this Shem, you're going to miss out Kaddish and Shemai in the middle of Yetzer. What should he do? So he comes with a Pshara. He says, say it with the Trotten, with the Nigna, with the Tamim. And that way, you can say the Kaddish, 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 and you have the Eitz of saying it with the Trotten. So he says, Yesh Lochash le Devreya, Yesh Bechushash to the second Shitta, they should miss out. But no, don't go so far as missing out. Say it with the Trotten. So the Mechaba passes the Loch HaLamaisa, anyone who follows the Pesach of the Mechaba, that's why Yesh Lochash to the second Shitta, they should Bechushash not to say Kaddish, 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 be Yechidas in Yesh Oyer. You should say it with the Trotten, the Eitz of the Trotten Sadeshan, and the Pardes, that you should say it with the Trotten. The Ramah comes along, and the Ramah says, we're not loyal to be machmer. We have the makilim who say you can say kodesh, kodesh, kodesh in Yoyed Se'er because Oli Sipotor and Ma'alma. There's no reason to be makel, no to machmer. You can be makel and say be yechidus. One thing the Ramah says, say it loud, bekol rom. Brings a ma'amini, you should say bekol rom. Are you allowed to say it? So, Nachor B'nai Ashkenaz, we follow the Ramah, we can say Yoyed Se'er, Vavar Cheshach, the whole brocha, no shayla, amina. Now, step further, the Vilna Gaon and Be'ura Agro, he comes along and says, if you remember before we mentioned the Mishnah Megillah and the way that the Rosh is Matchet, he says, I'm not happy with the way we're Matchet. It's a Mishnah Megillah, you need to have minyan. All the Terutzim Hayif Emphering, the person Shema is all Techukim and Techuyim. Why not say it with Trotten? You have an Esav saying it with Trotten, and the Mishnah Berurah goes along, and actually he brings the Gaon, and he says, you should be Machmer for the Gaon. You should be Machmer in Davening B'Yechidas to say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh in Birkas Kishma with the Trotten. So I know people. I once, it was a holiday attack on the countryside, that somebody gave a shiur to Mincha Marav, if shiur Mishnah Berurah. So he read out this Mishnah Berurah, and he said that in his seder, he penciled in the trotten of Kodesh, 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 and Baruch Kodesh Hashem Mekoymoy, in the Baruch of Yetzir, he penciled in the trotten. It's whenever he davened down with a minyan, where he's not saying with a tzibur, and he should be able to say it with a trotten, and have this shitta as well of saying Dovah Shebukdusha, that's a Dovah Shebukdusha, needs minyan. Because you have no minyan, you say it with the Trotten. Now, as I said, the Ramah is Mekel, Ramah says a Mekel, but the Gaon is not so happy with the way we're Matched in the Mishnah Megillah. He says, we've got Eitz of Trotten, and the Mishnah Rabbataka brings him. Now, like I said before, the Mishnah Rabbataka brings in Pri Chadash, very important Pri Chadash. There's a minyan of people in this Medrash, there's a minyan in Shul, even though I'm not saying Kedusha together with you, it's considered a minyan for this. It's considered you have a tzibur. You're saying it with tzibur, you're saying it with a rabbim, kodesh, 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 and baruch kodesh Hashem koimoy. This is all for Yetzer. I think for Kedusha, the Siddur of Oletzi and Goyel, it seems to be taken on that. We definitely don't consider that Darsha of Kedusha. Let's summarize all the lachas. The Kedusha of Shemoneh Esrei needs minyan. Most important. The Gemara even says that if you're not sure if you're going to, if you see the Bafilis of Shemoneh Esrei before you, and you want to join Shemoneh Esrei a minute later, you might miss Kedusha. Don't start Shemoneh Esrei yet. Wait to say Kedusha. Others say start Shemoneh Esrei together with the Baal Tefillah. Very important, you need to have the Kedusha, and you can't say it be Yechidus. Yoyed Se'er, we saw it's a big machlokes, the Ramah is Mekel, Mishnah Berurah says say it with the Trotten. Kedusha the Sidra, I think, Rein Tzemach HaSmecha, Allah HaLa Maestah, we can take on, it's not considered the Vashem Kedusha, you can say it all in Minyan. Okay, so Shkoyach.
Yeah.
Yeah.